Okay. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are back with St. Yarman's Little Black Book, complete. We had some trouble recording this before, so we're going to go ahead and go through it again. As you see, it's going to be quite titillating, so let's go ahead and get started.
Don't stop at the good part. Come on now. I want to see the smut.
Yeah. Yasuo's psyche stood in front of the Shinike Station. Yeah, I probably just butchered the hell out of that. Yeah. East exit, located in the Shinike. There we go. In the Shinike ward of Yaisaka City. The streets were so bright you could almost forget it was currently late at night. How times have changed. Several pubs touting cheap booze lined the street in front of the station, mostly frequented by poor college students. When he was younger, the area wasn't nearly as ritzy as it was now. The area had received quite a makeover since then, the slightly cleaner streets filled with a much fresher vibe. Even the type of people floating around were very different. Glancing at the young men heading in and out of the station, he thought they seemed more stylish and put together than he'd been at their age. He knew this area was like this, which is why he usually didn't come this way. Having attained a stable salary and a reasonably high position at his company in exchange for his youth, he was now totally alone in life. These days, all he ever did was go out looking for which bar had the best booze, although he usually only had one or two drinks at most. While it was true he couldn't hold his liquor as well in years past, it was mainly because his wife would tear him a new one if he stayed out too late. That's why he didn't usually venture out here, until now, at least. I still can't believe it. With his back against the wall of the station building, Yasuo muttered to himself as he watched the crowd. He was 45 years old and he spent the majority of his life trying to make as few waves as possible. Not much surprised him, and yet he'd never imagined he might one day get taken to the cleaners in a courtroom. Oof! He hadn't committed a crime or anything. This particular ruling came from the family court! Oh, we know about that, folks! Regarding something known as marital adjustment mediation.
You got a kind of a mild Sam Kinison family court.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I like Sam Kinison, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, yeah, we know about that, folks. Marital adjustment mediation. You know what that is, folks. You know, the guys have been following me for a long time. Guys that have listened to Drex and Sandman and Pop. Pop's real good talking about it. TFM's talked about it. We know what a marital adjustment mediation is. To put it bluntly, him and his wife were officially over. Maybe that's exactly why. He wanted to do something different for once. As we all do, experiencing that freedom, right? So he got off the train at a different station than usual, and drank at a different bar, far busier than the one he normally venture into. He wanted to walk around town during the time he'd usually be at home. Because remember, you know, his wife was like a ball and chain and said, oh, you have to be home at a certain time. He was still painfully aware that life would continue as normal come tomorrow morning. He would wake up, most likely nursing a hangover on his way to work, stay late, and then head home again. And like that, his life would go on like nothing ever happened. And that was perhaps the saddest part of his divorce. That her disappearance from his life made absolutely no difference whatsoever. Perhaps the only real change would be him having to do all the housework. His mind moved idly from one thought to the next as he watched the crowd around him. Surrounded by the ever-changing cityscape, he lamented his own stagnation. It was at that moment he felt someone watching him. If he'd ever had a daughter, she'd be about her age. The girl was clearly far younger than himself, stood watching him, sucking on a lollipop, because of course she is. She was dressed in her school uniform, one from a renowned private school, St. Marian Academy, if he remembered correctly. Whenever he stood next to girls like her on the train, they'd always give him a dirty look and move away. Not this girl, though. In fact, she was moving closer. Then she smoothly sidled right up next to him. Hey! Looking for a good time? He sniffed the air, then immediately noticed the youthful yet cloyingly musky scent of a woman in heat. It was the cheap, direct scent of a prostitute, meant only to titillate their male clientele. It was definitely far too slutty for a young girl her age. It flowed up through his nose, tickling his senses and arousing something deep inside. He managed to stifle his desire before speaking. Sorry, I'm a bit busy. Really? You look like you're just standing there, spacing out. I was ruminating on being alone for the first time in 20-some years. Alone with nothing to do and nowhere to be. A part of me is enjoying my newfound freedom. 20 years, huh? How come? I finalized my divorce today. Wow, you're divorced? He blurted it out without thinking, but she seemed interested. 20 whole years, huh? Or around that, right? Yep, 20 years, folks! 20 years he was a good married man, and he never got what this girl's gonna give him. Yeah.
Hepatitis C.
19 years and 11 months to be exact.
Herpagonosyphilis.
Wow, you don't seem that broken up about it, though. 20 years is a long time. We stayed together out of convenience, but there hadn't been any love between us for years. And then she cheated on me because of course she did, gentlemen. No way, she had an affair? That sounds awful. Why did she cheat on you? She seemed pretty excited for the dirty details despite her words of sympathy. It seemed to him that no woman could resist some nice hot tea. Yasuo smirked, wondering why he was having this sort of conversation with some random girl he just met. The reason behind why his wife cheated on him. The reason for the affair. Well, that was obvious. It was a dead bedroom situation, and there you have it, folks. Right there. Dead bedroom, woman cheats, man cheats. What was it? What was that site? They did a study on it. Yes, Ashley Madison. 50% of women admitted to having a...
Remember all those people committing suicide when the list came out?
Yeah. Yeah. It was
nice.
Yep. It's been ongoing for several years. Actually, I may be getting this wrong, but there was another study where 50% of women admitted that they had a side dude. It's been ongoing for several years, in fact. She'd been seeing the side dude. And what did he do? He was the money. He was the money, but he wasn't the fuck. She went to go see another guy for the fuck.
Sorry, I ain't getting out the money if I ain't getting the honey.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't like he hadn't loved her. In his own way, he most certainly had. He just never enjoyed sex that much, and she didn't enjoy having sex with him. Or rather, she hated having sex with him. You guys know what that's like, right? Knowing how she felt about him only caused him his already low libido to shrink even further. Like, a lot of women are saying, why are these men? It's porn. No, it's the fact that he doesn't want to sleep with your overweight ass that doesn't take care of yourself. I mean, sure, when you marry a woman, there's actually a story just today.
Well, the chances of being overweight in Japan is a little different.
No, it's happening.
Oh, I'm sure it's happening.
But what I'm saying here is that in this country here, especially, there was one picture I was seeing where the guy dated her, right? And then after a year later, uh-huh, gained 100 pounds. She just, everything,
like,
she was chunky.
I don't have to try anymore.
She was chunky, but then she got like a whale, and the men were like, I don't know how in the world he feeds a whale like that. I mean she said he wasn't good enough for her. Well, I mean, he doesn't have the ability to buy you all the contents of the refrigerator that you need.
What was it? I saw a meme the other day said, if you aren't gonna suck your man's dick, you might as well start helping him pick out his side bitch.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Even though they were a married couple who had vowed to love and honor each other till death do us part. Now that's become a bunch of bullshit lately. Anyone would get soft when the woman you swore to spend the rest of your life with detested the thought of having sex with you. Has anyone here been there? I bet you have. I'll bet you have. And yet, apparently she couldn't live without sex. Because she didn't hate sex. She just hated it with him. At least that's the ridiculous excuse she'd given him after the fact. Now, if this is like shots fired for anyone, I'm sorry, but sometimes these games, they got a little bit of red pills in them, you know? And this one in particular. There's guys that will probably be here on, like, MGTOW.TV saying, oh my god, Grim. Like, that was literally me and my wife. And, look, I'm sorry you had to go through that. But, you got us, you got hentai now, and hopefully, you know, you can put all that bullshit behind you. You know, family court is hell. Drex has talked about how hellish it is. I've heard stories that, like, there was one man he interviewed. One is a long time ago. She actually introduced him to the man that she was fucking and the man that would replace him. After she had all his kids and she called herself a good traditional Christian wife. And she was awful. This woman was awful. He was crying. You gotta understand, this man was out millions. When you take everything that you've worked for, just completely gone. Yeah, it's bad.
I don't know about millions.
Yeah, he had money.
What the stats are, if they're different.
He had money.
You know, it used to be.
Well, maybe it was thousands, but anyway, yeah, it's all he had. It was his thing. He literally had to get kicked out of his own house. He got kicked out of his own house and had to live in like a... it's pretty bad for him.
It should be a more of a who did what situation.
Yeah.
If the woman cheated,
the court,
she shouldn't get shit.
Court won't see it that way.
Court
siding with, I know.
Need divorce reform is what they need.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. Not as long as women are getting the cut of the cheese.
Well, you gotta think of why is that happening and who are the people that are pushing that. Besides the women. You know the women
are pushing it.
But, you know.
And the damn feminist fucking judges. Because it doesn't, and you can be a feminist fucking judge. And I'm not even talking about a woman feminist judge. I'm talking about a male feminist judge. This shit's fucking real.
Well, they're just women. They can't do anything.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
No, we gotta give them the money. How are they gonna live? You know, that's what I feel like it is. If you're such an independent woman, don't be a bitch and take all someone's earnings.
Yeah.
Especially if you cheated.
Yeah.
You know you're wrong. Fuck. I wish I could go out and fuck everything it moved and still, like, I'm sorry, I'm taking half of your...
Yeah, earnings. I mean, my God, it's cash and prizes.
And even when you're divorced with me, you still have to pay me alimony.
Yeah.
Because how am I going to live?
Well, I mean, well, think about this.
Without your money.
Think about this. She not only got his house, but she got a new man and all his money. What this new man?
It promotes murder, it's, if anything.
Yeah, it does.
It's like the only way I'm going to get out from under this and be able to afford.
Well,
because most guys can't afford to live after the money's given.
You
to the
should
woman.
Listen to the Hockey Mask Time. Basically, Hockey Mask Time is where the guy basically goes in there and says, hey, this is what this man did after his wife cheated on him. This is what this man did after it took. Oh, yeah. And
maybe
there's so many stories.
Fucking.
Yeah?
Driving people crazy to murder.
RPM. RPM. He's here. He's right here on MGTOW.TV. It's probably
it
on BitChute.
Like such a greed thing.
Yeah.
You're getting some people that can't afford to live a decent life or start over. Women are able to start from scratch. A woman is the only person that can have nothing and get everything from a man.
Right.
A man can have everything and then he'll get something maybe from
a woman. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's looking at resources. What can I take? What can I take? What do I want? What's mine?
Well, and in the past, honestly, that's why you look in the past and sometimes you'll see these bombshell women married to these dudes that are like...
Well, look at Kevin Costner.
What?
Kevin Costner's divorced right now.
Yeah, well...
She wants $250,000 a year. Oh, by the way, while we're here, yeah, I know we're on Grim Sentai Corner, but you know what? There's always time for a good red pill moment.
Always.
And here, a friend of mine shared something with me from Reddit. And basically, I'm going to share it with you guys right now, right here. This is from, holy shit, this is from Female Dating Strat Pros. Oh, they've changed their name, but it's FDS. And this is a FDS dating coach. Wow. Okay, So this is the coach that the women, the fem cells, go to learn their skills. Now, it says, my husband lost his job and I'm considering leaving him. My husband is a plastic surgeon and he previously made $500,000 to $700,000 a year with bonuses at his practice. He was recently let go due to COVID reducing plastic surgery patient load. He's a doctor and has only been able to find general practice work. His highest offer has been $250,000 and he's considering accepting the offer. I know we need money, but I don't want him to get used to working a low salary, and I'm not working hard to get back up to the mid-sixes that we accustomed. He's used to give me $10,000 a month allowance, which has now been slashed to $3,000. I had to stop getting my nails, hair, and salon services. My monthly shopping has been reduced significantly. I know he might recover, but he might not, and I also know my worth and what I'm accustomed. I feel just gross having to accept this sort of lifestyle. I know there are other men in his old practice that clear more than $500,000 a year, and there's no reason I can't get one of those men. We don't have kids yet, and I just don't want to settle for some loser with mediocre ambitions.
I guarantee you, if I knew a woman thought that about me, I'd like hit the fucking bricks, bitch.
What should I do? I'm afraid if I leave him too soon, I might find myself in an even more difficult place. Please advise. I know I'm a mod here, but even I need advice also. That is the state of women. Oh, by the way, there was another woman that told me. Basically, they said, yeah. I think there was a guy that said something to her. He said, yeah, but, you know, they say that we don't like women or whatever. And she said, don't worry. We understand, and we don't like y'all, too. I was like, and I commented, I said, well, at least I don't feel so bad now.
When she says knows her worth, she means as a cum dumpster. That is all she feels. I put out, I look good for them and all that. If that's all you think
she's a painted whore.
I hate to tell you, that ain't going to get you nothing if you break up with somebody. And you got to make your own money.
Mm-hmm.
His worth has always been based on how much does he bring in. Mm-hmm. What is his prestige? She could be fucking looking like trailer trash on meth. And she would still... Oh, I expect the finer things in life.
Oh, yeah.
Like that one shoplifter came in there and was wanting a phone for $20. And I'm like, they don't make phones for $20.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, here's one. It's $29-something. She's, oh, pulled it up as a flip phone. She said, oh, no, thank you. No flip phones. I need a smartphone. This ain't the Salvation Army. You don't just get stuff because you want it.
Right.
Like,
at least that's the ridiculous excuse she'd given him after the fact. She said I was physically repulsive and not like I blame her.
That gets me on.
Can you open the door and let it in?
Yeah. I'm going to get a cat.
Let the cat in. We have a new cat, folks.
Get some of this cat.
New cat.
Come on, pussy. There you go.
If it wants in... Okay, so we're going to get back to the game. She said I was physically repulsive and not like I blame her. After hearing all that, she looked at him clearly shocked.
Give that pussy a good rub down. Come on.
You just met me and yet you're dumping some serious baggage. Are you like super drunk or something? I'm a little tipsy, but to be honest, I think I just wanted someone to listen. When you get a divorce at my age, everyone tiptoes around the topic, being careful not to pry too much. I talked to my boss, picked that cat up and put it on the bed. It'll let you pick it up. It's not... There it goes.
It's got legs.
Yeah.
Raccoon cup. You got legs. You ain't no fucking lazy pussy like a lot of them ladies out there. Classic.
I'm tired of people saying it wasn't or wasn't my fault. I just need to vent, to have someone listen to me. That's all.
You ever hear that meme
Come here. We are doing a show, I promise.
I said, don't treat a girl like a dog, always wanting attention.
Mm-hmm.
Treat her like a cat, like you don't need her. And said, sooner or later, she'll show your butt.
I'm tired of people saying it was or wasn't my fault. I just want to vent, to have someone to listen to me, that's all. I see. The girl had an air of mystery about her as she inched closer and closer. His nose once again caught a whiff of the young woman's scent, mixed with the slightly sweet fragrance of her makeup, reminiscent of fruit on the verge of ripening.
I'd just say that's just perfume. I'll tell you, a woman in heat smells pretty rough sometimes.
There's no way a marriage could work out with a dead bedroom. Men and women were made to fuck each other. That's true! It hurts hearing that from such a young girl. She giggled before running the tip of her tongue over her lips. Then flashing him a smile that seemed to reek of mischief, she opened her mouth to speak once more.
Pretty good.
Say,
Kiki! No!
Say, I've got a little proposal for you. What kind of proposal?
That pussy's squeaking.
If you'd like.
Put some more on.
We could go somewhere a little more intimate. A private place where I can give you all the attention you need and more. What do you say? Aha, I see what's happening here. It's a new cat, so...
Aha!
Looks like he was right on the money earlier. Oh, shit. She's in the business of sex, and her main commodity is her young, ripe body. Now, that sounds good to me. What should I do? He had no experience paying for sex, and he never even had sex with anyone except his ex.
Now say it in a Bill and Ted voice. Her commodity is sex, and her young, right body is...
You sound like Nicolas Cage.
That's high praise.
Frankly, he didn't even enjoy sex all that much, and his libido had tanked long ago. Even so, the girl's offer was incredibly tempting. It presented him with an opportunity to do something he'd never done before, which might help him move on. I'm not just going to continue to pet you. Considering his newfound freedom, perhaps it wouldn't hurt to cut loose and go a little wild for once. Ow! If it ends up being a scam, it at least make for a funny story, and if anyone ever found out about it, he'd just retire and move far away where no one knew his name. But above all else, he hoped it might act as the trigger he needed for some drastic changes in his life. He wanted to create a clear break, separating his past from his present self. I've never done this before, but you gotta let loose once in a while, right? The girl seemed delighted by his reply. You know, Dr. Claw had a cat.
Uh-oh, she found her favorite person. She's never gonna leave you alone. That's gonna be your other side.
I've got something you can really let loose on if you're up for it.
Holding on to that side pussy, are you?
She seems pretty used to this, he thought, amused. She slipped her arm around his and began leading him along. Taking a detour off the main, well-lit streets, they entered a dark and somewhat dodgy alleyway. Oof. It was clear she had an actual destination in mind, though, and wasn't leading him somewhere to get mugged, at least we hope. This place is owned by my friend's daddy. That's her pimp. Realizing the daddy in question probably wasn't her actual father, Yasuo looked up at the building. He was faced with a fairly standard hotel, the word Rara printed on a signboard in garish neon lettering. For a moment, Yasuo simply stood there, captivated by the idea that the building was probably filled with men and women fucking. Is this your first time coming to a place like this? Yup, you caught me! Hee hee, that means I get to pop your love, that love-held-tail cherry of yours. She said delightedly, squishing her plump breasts against his arm as she pulled him again. He entered the building built entirely for sex, arm in arm with a girl young enough to be his daughter. Go ahead and choose any room you like. He noted instructions posted near the entrance, similar to most places nowadays. In this case, the instructions were almost certainly there for first-timers like himself. It's not like the process was overly complicated. All he needed to do was insert the amount of money indicated on the touchscreen and it would spit out their room key. They were able to walk straight to their room without bumping into a single other soul along the way.
Uh-oh. Our cats sit next to things that have died.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Ain't you ever heard about that at nursing homes, that a cat will go lay on the lap of someone that's about to die?
Wow. I've never heard that.
Maybe not every cat, but they've had instances where that's happened before.
Wow. At this place, everyone leaves separately through the back door after they're done, so you don't have to worry about getting caught. Flump. She loudly threw herself onto the bed. It's no big deal. If I get caught, I'll just start a new life somewhere else. Well, there you go. Thinking ahead. Wow. Okay. I mean, she can go in there if she wants. Uh-huh. She said simply in response before flashing him a suggestive smile. Yeah, I mean, it's... She went under the table. That's fine. There's plenty of room for her to lay there. Haha, first-timers are usually pretty nervous, but you've got some big dick energy. I wonder if you've got the dick to back that up with. Whenever I go on work trips, my co-workers usually seem surprised by my size. It's been...
Had one on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm guessing that's what it is.
Uh-oh. I was joking. You didn't have to actually answer that. This time she simply smiled at him as if genuinely enjoying their conversation. You might have had one, but I... Seriously, I'm impressed. Honestly, I don't think I've ever looked forward to doing it with someone this much in a long time. Even as she laughed happily, she was helping him take off his suit jacket. From the way she moved, he could tell she was used to doing this kind of thing. I have some flea spray. Following her hand, I'm not going to spray it, though.
Yeah, don't be spraying me. I don't have... You know, they generally don't like human blood, so they won't really stay on you.
I don't know. I have gotten all tore up by fleas.
They don't ever mess with, but you know, that's like leeches that want to go swimming in the creek or the bottoms.
All those leeches.
I won't ever get a leech on me. No, I ain't ever seen anyone get a leech on them.
You know, but I remember I swam in the creek. There,
he would come out with at least two or three on him.
Really? You know, yeah. I never had that. Following her lead, he hung up his jacket on a nearby hanger. For a moment, he considered hiding his wallet, but then decided he didn't have to worry. If she'd really gone through all this trouble for his wallet, he'd cross that bridge when he came to it. Come to think of it, you've got some so-called big dick energy yourself. Isn't St. Marian's a Catholic school? You're wondering if it's really okay for me to be doing this, huh? More or less. She giggled in response to what he thought was an incredibly reasonable question. Haha, you really are new to this, aren't you? What do you mean? I know we're a fairly... A fairly famous Catholic school, but most people secretly refer to it as the Academy of Saintly Sluts. It's even in our coursework, you know? As the saying goes, love thy cock. Don't you mean love thy neighbor? As long as that neighbor's a man, sure. Aren't you guys all just appendages to your dicks anyway? Which is why... You should ignore all those little voices in your head and start thinking with your dick instead. Focus only on having fun with me and my little pussy. Well, that'll give you something to chew on. Because we got way more of these to do.
Damn it.
Yeah, I have to. I have to do it in bursts. But don't worry. Hey, if you guys like this, and I am watching, I'm looking at the tallies. If I see people like, hey, we want more of this, you'll get more of it. Trust me.
Come on, I won't ever see this crap again if we don't like it.
Ha, ha, ha.